This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Rick, VK5VCR, with news of what's happening at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. There's two main items for this week. Firstly, Sunday the 4th of October is a day of savings. Daylight savings commences, so get yourself out of bed an hour earlier and make some extra savings at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club's mini buy and sell. As I said last week, don't be deterred by the name mini. There's some great gear to be found. There's an FT847 with a matching FC20 auto tuner. There's two as new FT857Ds. There's 20 amp power supplies, a buddy pole antenna. There's test equipment, a multitude of components, and more gear than you can poke a stick at. The mini buy and sell is from 9 a.m. till 12 noon, so get up early and check out the gear. There's a $5 entrance fee and COVID protocols will apply. This event is definitely open to the general public, and please note those purchasing transceivers will need to be licensed hams. We look forward to seeing you there. The next item is exclusively for the YLs and XYLs in the ham radio community. Skark is planning to hold a foundation course for ladies only at a date to be advised, so now's a great time to get the word out and encourage new participants in this great hobby. For further details, contact Mike, VK5ZC, at vk5zz@skark.org.au. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday night at the Seaford Meadows Scout Facility at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows, at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. COVID protocols apply. Further information about Skark can be found on the club's website at skark.org.au or check out our page on Facebook. That's all for this week. 73 from Rick, VK5VCR, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And today we've got news of some changes to the Coffee Corona Club net. Now, it will be on 9 a.m. on Wednesdays on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 MHz. The Barista Phil VK5SRP is firing up the percolator early, so that if you wish to, then you can attend the real Coffee Club meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. Now, social distancing rules apply there, and the only coffee that you'll be able to have will be in takeaway cups. And the COVID-19 rules apply for us to need to clean all the furniture and chairs and stack them up after we've used them. So don't forget, next Wednesday, the on-air Coffee Corona Club will meet at 9 a.m. and the real Coffee Club will meet at the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. And the F-Troop Net is still going to be meeting on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater network. So that's always good fun, and everybody meets up and has a good chat about what they've been doing during the week. So that's the F-Troop Net every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Now, the North East Radio Club will be having a visit to the Military Vehicles Museum at 10 Sturton Road, Edinburgh, on Friday the 9th of October. So you need to get there in time for a 7 p.m. start, and the duration of the visit will be until about 9 p.m. The cost is $10 per head, and other family members and everything are welcome. And unfortunately, there will be no catering, so you will need to bring along your own refreshments. And Tony, VK5UA, will be our guide for that visit on the night, and it's hoped that there will be some of the radios in action for the occasion. So don't forget that. That's the North East Radio Club visit to the Military Vehicles Museum on Friday the 9th of October.
It is with much sadness we note the passing of another respected NERC member to the great handshake above when John Hinch, VK5ARL, became a silent key on the 16th of September. He was 94. John was born in Germany and after the war emigrated to South Africa, where he gained his amateur radio license. In 1980, he then emigrated to Australia, where he took up a reciprocal license with the call sign VK5ARL. He attended NERT meetings whenever his health prevailed. He will be sadly missed by all those who knew him. Vale, John Horst Hinch, VK5ARL.
Well, that's all we've got for this week. 73's good DX and stay safe from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news and views from the South East Radio Group. First up this morning, I would like to acknowledge the hard work put in by Dennis, VK3VET, who has been the Victorian Repeater Coordinator for the new VK3RSW Repeater Project in Haywood, Victoria. Unfortunately, because of ongoing work, study and personal commitments, Dennis has had to call time on this position and pass it on to someone else. Dennis's enthusiasm for this project and the rejuvenation of the Portland and District Amateur Radio Club has been infectious, and he has been a big factor in the rapid progress of the whole package. Check out the Portland Club on their Facebook page. Just search Facebook for Portland and Southwest Radio Group. Thank you, Dennis, and we look forward to continuing our collaboration with you and the Portland Club for many years to come. In an unfortunate piece of news, we note that the 2020 Teagle Pines Enduro has been cancelled. The event had been shortened to comply with COVID-19 restrictions, but has now succumbed to the pandemic and will not be run until next year. In other news, all appears to be on track for the 2020 Legend of the Lakes hill climb. Enough entries have been received to make the event viable, and planning is going well. Some major changes have been made to the event to make it COVID safe, and at this stage, all is looking good. I, for one, am looking forward to being able to take my place trackside for the weekend and help the surge team keep officials up to date with on-track incidents and general safety. My fellow South East Radio Group members are all keen and raring to go as well. It will be really good to have this event go ahead, as we are all frustrated by COVID-related events cancellations, and it will be a brilliant shot in the arm for one to actually go ahead. Quite a few of our members are quietly working away behind the scenes updating infrastructure for our repeater network. Norbert VK5MQ and a couple of others are busy tidying up cable runs at the Bluff following the relocation of our VK5RMG repeater from one building to another. The Portland group are edging closer to getting the hut ready for the VK3RSW repeater, and Chris VK5MC is working on the cavities for that repeater. Tim, VK5AV, our examiner-in-chief, continues to help prospective new amateurs to join our ranks by providing education and examinations to anyone who would like to join the hobby, and a steady trickle of new members seems to continue. Well done to Tim and the team. It's all go down here at present, and that's what I'll do now, as I have run out of subject matter for this week. It's time, therefore, for the members of the South East Radio Group to wish you all a great week, and for me to say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are in full swing again on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. The next two lunches will be on the 9th and the 23rd of October. Last Friday's lunch was a great success, and we even had five ladies turning up, so they had their own exclusive table. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253, or you can email them at rslbwod@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day they are being held. I have closed the Thursday night Corona net, but we still have the Monday night net on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minor 600 kHz offset, starting at 8 p.m. Our first general meeting after the COVID shutdown on the 17th of September was a success in spite of dreadful stormy weather. We had 26 people attend. Compliance with the COVID rules was commendable. All being well, we'll do it again on the 15th of October. We've not decided on the activity for the night yet. We will look at the rules in force closer to the date. Supper was quite different to the meetings we've had in the past. The tea and coffee and prepackaged biscuits were served to us by two people behind a window in the kitchen. We had to sit down to eat and drink, and we had several COVID monitors to make sure we complied with the rules. Lloyd Butler turns 96 in October and has decided it's time for him to hang up his pen and probably his keyboard and retire and hand over maintenance of the club history records. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I will send you the letter Lloyd has sent to the committee. Richard Page, VK5 FSCR, has set up a YSX access point on Southern York Peninsula. Email me for more details or phone Scruff on 0428 155 974. The AHAR's website relocation is taking longer than we'd hoped, and Paul, VK5PAS, has called in some technical help to sort out what has gone wrong with the code. We've also had to cancel the big November buy and sell. We will look at running one in the new year when some of the COVID restrictions have been lifted. No decision about a Christmas lunch this year. We will have to talk to some suitable venues. We may be able to still have the January picnic at the Marion RSL. More about that later. It's more important than ever to listen to this broadcast or read the mass emails I will be sending out each week. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.